Welcome to the MetPro Method podcast. I'm your host, Crystal O'Keefe. And today I am joined by MetPro client, Judy Gordon. We are going to be hearing all about her MetPro journey. Judy, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for asking me.
Well, glad to have you here. What made you decide that MetPro would be a good fit? And so this would be a good time for you to tell us a little bit about yourself as well.
Okay. So I've struggled with my weight my whole life and, you know, been up and down. And I got to a point where I lost weight after my son and was stable for years. And then COVID hit and it was a bit stressful. My husband was deployed in the Middle East and my son was here and he was a daddy's boy. And it started even before COVID hit. Like, he was upset because his dad was gone. So it was just very stressful. And then obviously COVID hit, homeschool, working from home, the world shutting down. It was a lot. And in the wonderful world of coincidence at the same time, you know, I was like 48, 49 and perimenopause kicked in. So I gained a bunch of weight and was unhappy. I tried for a year or more on my own to do it. And I couldn't. I was struggling, you know, despite my best efforts. I tried everything. And I'm a scientist by training. And like, I know everything there is to know about diet, metabolism. Like, I'm always like reading the literature and things like that. And even knowing all that, I just couldn't do it on my own. I needed help.
Yeah. That makes sense. There's a lot going on there, from the personal stress to the perimenopause hitting at the exact same time. And those two things together are enough to drive most women batty. So I can completely understand that. And what did you feel like was the thing with MetPro that was like, oh, I think that could be the deal, like the deal maker for me?
I like the science approach to it. You know, I've obviously listened to your clip out podcast and heard about it. And I like the science-based approach with it because it's basic metabolism 101. Like, as you're cutting calories, and it's happened to me in the past, you plateau, you stagnate, and you end up going back up because you get so frustrated. So, because I had tried on my own, I would lose like 5 pounds, then I would stall, and then I'd get frustrated, gain the 5 pounds back, maybe a little bit more. You know what I mean? So I love the science-based approach to it, how it would combine. Like, I knew, you know, you had the Peloton. I had the Peloton at home. I had the Tonal at home. So I knew like it would combine like the exercise and the fitness and things like that. And I knew how important like strength training was to women, especially as they get older. And so I liked that aspect of working with you in particular, because you had that background and it fit, you know, my age and my interest, and then also the science based of it. Well, let's try to work with your metabolism and like, you know, play with it or hack it, if that makes any sense. Because
it tons of sense. Yeah.
It wasn't working the way I was doing it.
Yeah, I get that. What would you say to somebody who's never used MetPro, like with a coach? Was that the process that you expected? Did it go the way you expected?
Yeah, I mean, it was nice to have someone to check in. I think I'm like most women, particularly moms, where you do everything for everyone and like you follow the rule. You know what I mean? Like, you can follow directions and things like that. And having that accountability really helps. But when it comes to yourself, you're the last priority, right? Like, your kids need something, your husband needs something. Anybody else will always come before you. And so I feel like having that coach and that responsibility almost forced you to put yourself first. And the reminders, like, there'd be so many days where I'd be like, oh my God, like, what's happened, you know, and frustrated. And like, I would be doing really well. And then I'd get my period and go back up. And even just hearing from someone, don't worry, it's going to come back down. You know what I mean? Because I know it intellectually, but it doesn't always hit my brain the proper way, if that makes any
It does. I hear you saying it was helpful to have someone else check the facts with you. That's what I hear you saying.
Because, and like accountability. You said,
logically. Yeah. You knew.
And accountability. You
knew. Were there any things that when you were doing MetPro with the coaching side of things that you struggled with, that you were obviously the scale going up and down? Because no one goes down in a straight line. I tell you that all the time.
Well, that's it. So, the struggle sometimes was on the builds, like how much food you would eat sometimes. It would be like, okay, and I would eat as much as possible. And sometimes it'd be like, oh my God, I'm eating so much. And I was like one of the freak people that always seemed to lose during a build versus a cut. So that was interesting. And then there were so many days I wouldn't want to step on the scale, but I did because of the accountability and I was down. But if you had asked me, I would have said, okay, I'll bet you $50 I gained 5 pounds. Like, it's just weird. And just even the days when you're following plan and you're on rules and all of a sudden you're up 2 pounds for no reason, having that and having the accountability to be like, it's normal, wait till tomorrow. I mean, I know it in my head, but hearing it from another person makes a big difference, at least for me. Like, it makes me feel like I'm not crazy and I'm not making excuses to myself, and you know what I mean? Like,
I totally do.
Stay the course. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint, right? You got to just, you know, day by day.
That is such a great advice, and it's so true. So I have been working with you. I mean, if you go back to the beginning, it's been a couple of years, and you have had an amazing transformation. I mean, truly inspiring. If you feel comfortable, I would love to hear, like, what have your overall results been? Like, can you look at weight, start and finish?
It was actually, so the first time, like, you guys sent me a scale because my scale was kind of off. So, like, to get one that was, like, my scale was like 0.5s. And so you wanted me to do that. So it shows. The first time I weighed in was January 16th, 2022 with that. And so I should add too, so the other factor that was influencing it is I was turning 49 and, you know, knew 50 was coming, and the added stress of my mother died at 51 of cardiac. And I say lucky, I was at least in my 20s, you know. It was awful, but versus like if I died, you know, my son would be 15, 16 years old. And the idea of him growing up without a mother and not having that support was like a big motivator. Like, I felt like maybe I don't owe it to myself, but I owe it to him, if that makes any sense. So it was a big motivator, like, to just kind of, I have these scary genetics in my background. Also, my father died at 54. And so as I was approaching 50, it's always been kind of one of those ages that scares me. And 51 too, you know, it's just like, if you've had a parent who's died young, I think, and then once you hit that age, you always are like, is it going to happen to me too? And so that was kind of the thing that pushed me over the edge. So yeah, as of January, so I started in 2022, and it just took a while. Very slow, very, you know, up and down and things like that. But it was about 62 pounds total.
Wow. Incredible.
And my BMI went from, it's 19.9 now, and it was 31.
I mean, that's incredible. And you recently got a DEXA scan. I'd like to hear about that experience and what your results were from there. I also should ask, was that your first DEXA scan?
It was. It was one of those things I always wanted to do. And I actually bought it over a year ago. So I live outside of Boston and the Boston, like, west suburbs. And where it is, it's in Cambridge, which is very, you know, you have to go all the way into the city. And it's in a place for Cambridge that from where I live isn't convenient. Like, if you live in coming in from other directions, it's much more convenient. But for me, it's not. And it came down to, like, before your DEXA scan, you can't have caffeine. which that's like one of the first things I do every day. And you can't exercise. And I just could never fit it into my day because I've learned that I have to get up early and exercise. And like, I couldn't just do that, then go to work or, you know, and do things. So I just kept putting it off. Like every time I'd have it scheduled, something would come up and I'd keep having to push it. So finally, I decided to schedule it during the time between Christmas and New Year's, where it's very quiet. And I took the time off this year. So I scheduled it for December 31st. I was like, there's going to be no traffic because most people, especially Cambridge is biotechs and academics, and they're all closed, right? Like from Christmas to New Year's. So I would be able to get in there in, 35 minutes versus 2 hours because of traffic, which that was a motivator. So I went in and got it done. I wish I had the comparison to show, but the results were kind of shocking.
I was lucky enough to be on as a recipient of those. You sent those to me, and I can understand why you would say that. They were amazing. So you're 51. And the thing that impressed me the most was not that your BMI was less, not that you had lost weight, but that your muscle was excellent all the way across the board. I mean, I am so impressed with you because it doesn't matter what a coach suggests or says to do. It's you putting in the work every day, and you have consistently for a long time. And it's amazing. It's amazing, Judy.
Thank you. Yeah. What's cool is you open the app and the first thing I see, it shows my biological age and it says I'm 34. So I like to open it. And yeah, I had an appointment with a doctor last week and, she's like, oh, you've lost weight. You're doing great. And she was like, you might have lost too much. Maybe you need to gain a little bit. And I was like, I've never heard that before in my life.
You were like, I didn't even know that was possible.
Yeah. I mean, because I have 14.2% body fat. And she's like, well, that's really low. And I said, well, it's low, but if you're an athlete, it's still in the healthy range for the athlete. And I'm like, I do like to lift weights. So and I don't want to go any lower, but I feel like, if you're an athlete, it's not a bad place to be. And I was so paranoid about the test because I forgot about it, I'll be honest. And one of my best friends that I haven't seen in years because of COVID and then between both of our travel and work schedules, we never could make it work. So we had tried to get together over the weekend and weather prevented it. So we ended up getting together Monday and I totally forgot that I had the DEXA scan on Tuesday morning because I was in that period between Christmas and New Year's where it's like, there's no time, the world, and you're eating a little bit less healthy than you're used to. It's the holidays, you're enjoying yourself. And so we went out for Mexican the night before and I have a problem with chips and salsa and Mexican food and ate like crazy. So when I woke up, I was like, oh, I'm so gross. I mean, I gained 5 pounds in water weight and just felt I was so dehydrated. So before I even went, I drank these 24-ounce cups of water and I drank 48 ounces of water before I went in. And I was so dehydrated, I couldn't pee. So I was like, oh my God, it's going to be awful because everything is messed up. So when the results came back, it was pretty crazy.
Wow. I'm sure that was pretty shocking. Yeah. I'm curious if your primary GP agreed with you after hearing from, okay, but that's a good amount for an athlete, or does she still want you to modify that a little bit?
She doesn't want me to go any lower. And she's like, maybe a little bit, you know what I mean? She's like, I get it. Cause, I explained I want to lift weights and they were like, okay, but don't go any lower. So
yeah. Yeah. It's interesting because so many women have so much trouble gaining muscle. And I know a lot of women are afraid of lifting weights because they think they're going to get bulky. Mm-hmm. But you could probably tell people better than I could. You had to work really hard to gain that muscle.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was from, the macros, making sure I got enough protein. And then the tonal. Like, I can't say enough about the tonal and the program. So for people who don't know, with tonal, one of the things, the big thing is, yes, the machine is amazing, but the big thing is the content. And there are programs and you can pick athletic performance, weight loss, and different things. And so you kind of rotate through and try different things. And there's programs. So they set you at 3 to 4 days a week, depending on the program. And I have a wonderful workout partner that when I first got my tonal, I posted on the tonal Facebook page. You know, it's a little different from Peloton, and I struggled a bit with the change. And I posted, and I was like, I just don't know if I like it. I need my Jeff Sims or, you know, my favorite Peloton people. And she's like, you know, it helps to have a partner. I'm going to be starting this program. You know, why don't you do it with me? And that accountability buddy, I just hit my 4-year tonalversary in January, keeps you on track. I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, for the coaching and the food. And then for the tonal, having someone, I mean, most of the time, all we do is say, oh my God, that sucked. Ugh, I'm sore, right? But just, this is awful. Why are they thinking this? Like today, and we did leg day yesterday, and then it was supposed to be upper body, like back, and it was, they had squats to press, and I was like,
I just did those yesterday. Oh, yeah. They're so painful.
Are you doing with the newer, the OTC challenge?
Yeah. That's what I'm doing too.
I'm a week behind because I was gone last week on a work trip. So just having someone to like write and be like, oh my God, this stinks. Like it makes you do it. It's accountability and it just makes you feel better. And so I feel like having the program coupled with, you know, the fitness buddy that we do programs with. And then during COVID, the woman I work out with, actually, we got invited to join. There's like a tonal Facebook group, like an unofficial one where everybody just posts their workout every day. And having that, like I said, that accountability and that outlet to keep you on track and to be like, okay, I have to work out today because everybody else did. And if I don't, I'm going to get behind. I think just it really makes you do it on the days you don't want to do it. Like yesterday, I did not want to work out. I was in one of those moods where I was like, no, I was just miserable and grumpy. And I saw like, oh God, you know, this person did it. This person did it. Okay, you can do it. And I have to say, I had one of the best workouts I'd had in 2-3 weeks. You know what I mean? Because I had been sick and then I was traveling in San Antonio and then, you know, coming home and getting readjusted and, you know, just doing it, right? Like, I know it's like back to the Nike days of just do it. When I first got Peloton, I still am. I'm a Jen Sherman person and she says JFDI. And sometimes I'm just like, JFDI. Like, and it's amazing when you do, even on the days you don't want to, you feel better. And sometimes you have the best workout and you never say what I always tell myself sometimes, because even like last week when I was away in work and I had to get up at 5 a.m. or before to work out and I just didn't want to. It's like you never regret working out. The only thing you ever regret is working out unless you're sick. Like one day I was sick and I let myself sleep in and I would say like, I had 10 people come up to me at breakfast and be like, are you okay? You weren't at the gym. Like, and, you know, I just made a decision like to just walk at these meetings to use it as a chance to recover, but, and let my body kind of heal a bit and, you know, get some recovery in. But just having that movement and the endorphins, I feel like keeps like my natural antidepressant. And so, but that one day I was like, no, I just don't feel good. And I stayed in. And for me, that was also a big thing is like being kind to myself and listening to my body, because like the old me would have just pushed and then ended up injured or just
miserably sick. Up.
Yeah. And so the fact that I was able to say, it's okay to take a day off, like, and even use these work meetings as a recovery week. You know what I mean? Like I'd been lifting a lot of weight, and like to kind of take when I travel now is recovery versus I used to do these crazy boot camps and just burn myself out. And I think like working with you, working with Tonal and everything has, and even like Peloton stuff, like they talk about that. You're not like letting yourself recover and treat yourself the way you would treat other people. You know, who is someone always talks about that, like you would never talk to another person the way you talk to yourself.
Like, so true.
And, you know, learning like recovery is okay. Rest is okay. You know, in the days that you know, like Monday, I had recovered Sunday. It wasn't a rest day. It was just a stuck in my own junk head, miserable day, and just JFDI and getting on there and, you know, doing it, I think, was a big deal for me.
Well, I am so incredibly proud of all of your successes and all of your hard work, most importantly. Is there anything that we haven't talked about today that you want to make sure people know about your journey?
I think, you know, like I said before, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. This took me 3 years and it went up and down. And the other thing for women is work with a doctor, because I was stuck for the longest time in the fall and I got a new doctor and I was struggling with, you know, not sleeping at night and, you know, sometimes night sweats, but just not sleeping. And I wasn't sleeping. And, you know, there's a hesitation, which I get, and I been to not put me on hormone therapy due to my family's cardiac history. And there's a lot of women that can't because of, like, someone shared with me they have migraines, right? So they, you know, their doctor won't do it. And so the doctor, there's another drug out there that's, I think it's a blood pressure drug. And she had heard about it and she said, do you want to try this? There's some evidence out there that it can help with sleep and it helps with, the night sweats. And the doctor saying that to me, you know, I honestly didn't think it would work, but I tried it. And that's when I dropped the last 10 pounds. I did nothing differently other than get sleep. So, you know, been coming out more and more the role of like cortisol. And like, if your cortisol is not regulated, you will not lose weight. Well, I changed nothing. I just slept more. And those last 10 pounds like fell off. And at the meeting last week, I was with a bunch of people that I was with in like early October, and they were like, oh my God, what have you been doing? Like, and I was like, nothing. I changed nothing. It's just my doctor put me on a drug where I could sleep and I changed nothing. And, you know, it was 10 pounds over 3.5 months. So it was very healthy, right? Like a pound a week. Like it wasn't like I, you know,
wasn't a big shelf
diet.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But it was from sleeping. And that's the difference, right? Like is, you know, working with your doctor and, you know what I mean? Like, you know, getting sleep and what a difference. So if people aren't sleeping, go to your doctor. You know, if it's, you're in the perimenopause years, go to a specialist. There are options and things out there if you're, you have reasons to not do hormones and, you know, just be patient and give it time. Like if you had told me when I first started that it would take 3 years, I'd be like, no, I'm not doing it. But, you know, because it's a long time.
It is a long time. It is
but
a long time.
It really pays off. You just have to be consistent and allow yourself like grace, the same grace and kindness you would to other people. And you know, let yourself have days off, you know, let yourself have cheat days. Because I found by letting myself have something that I really wanted and then go right back to it the next day, you know, not have it be a whole binge cycle, that kept me on track where I didn't feel deprived. I didn't feel like I couldn't live my life at the same time. And yes, it will take longer, but, you know, hopefully it will last. And, you know, keep you going, if that makes any sense, through the long haul.
Makes perfect sense. Because then you don't burn out as much. And then it becomes a lifestyle change, which is what we're all really trying to do. It's not just about looking a certain way. It's about feeling a certain way for most people. And I think you did that beautifully.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Judy. Before we let you go, would you like to let people know where they can find you, perhaps on social media, if they have any questions?
I'm on Facebook. I think I'm just under Judy or Judith Gordon. I don't even know. I'm going to have to. I'm not a big Facebook. Like, I use Facebook for my, like, the Tonal and Peloton, basically. I'm under Judy Gordon, Judy with an I, on Facebook.
Well, thank you again. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Crystal.
Listeners, that's all for this week. You can find all the MetPro Method episodes anywhere you get podcasts, or you can go to metpro.co/podcast. Please be sure to follow and rate and review the show. That lets other people know what they can expect. And you can also learn more about MetPro at metpro.co. I'm your host, Crystal O'Keefe, and I'll be back in a couple weeks with another episode. Until then, remember, consistency is key.